On our way out of the city, we passed the last of our new rapid reaction stabilization units. They had been badly mauled earlier in the week. I didn't know it at the time, but they were one of those units classified as expendable. They were detailed to cover our retreat to prevent too many zombies or refugees from following us. They were ordered to hold to the end. Their commander was standing through the cupola of his Leopard. I knew him. We'd served together as part of the NATO's IFA in Bosnia. Maybe it's melodramatic to say he saved my life, but he did take a Serbian's bullet that I'm sure was meant for me. The last time I saw him was in a hospital in Sarajevo, joking about getting out of this madhouse those people called a country. Now here we were, passing on the shattered Autobahn, the heart of our homeland. We locked eyes, traded salutes. I ducked back into the tank and pretended to study my map so the driver wouldn't see my tears. When we get back, I told myself, I'm going to kill that son of a bitch.
General Lang.
I had it all planned. I would not look angry, not give him any reason to worry. I'd submit my report and apologize for my behavior. Maybe he'd want to give me some kind of pep talk, trying to explain or justify our retreat. Good, I thought. I'd listen patiently, put him at ease. Then when he rose to shake my hand, I'd draw my weapon and blow his eastern brains against the map of what used to be our country. Maybe his whole staff would be there. All the other little stooges who were just following orders. I'd get them all before they took me. It would be perfect. I wasn't going to just goose-step my way into hell like some good little Hitlerjugend. I'd show him and everyone else what it meant to be a real deutscher Soldat.
But that's not what happened.
No. I did manage to make it into General Lang's office. We were the last unit across the canal. He'd waited for that. As soon as the report came in, he'd sat down at his desk, signed a few final orders, addressed and sealed a letter to his family, then put a bullet through his brain. Bastard. I hate him even more now than I did on the road from Hamburg.
Why is that?
Because I now understand why we did what we did, the details of the Prochnow plan.
Wouldn't this revelation engender sympathy for him?
Are you kidding? That's exactly why I hate him. He knew that this was just the first step of a long war, and we were going to need men like him to help win it. Fucking coward. Remember what I said about being beholden to your conscience? You can't blame anyone else. Not the plan's architect, not your commanding officer, no one but yourself. You have to make your own choices and live every agonizing day with the consequences of those choices. He knew this. That's why he deserted us, like we deserted those civilians. He saw the road ahead, a steep, treacherous mountain road. We'd all have to hike that road, each of us, dragging the boulder of what we've done behind us. He couldn't do it. He couldn't shoulder the weight.